Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomically.
I think nature's imagination is so much greater than man's. He's never gonna let us relax.
We live in an in-between universe where things change all right, but according to patterns, rules, or as we call them, laws of nature.
I'm the star standing on a planet. Really, I'm just a speck compared with a star. The planet is just another speck. To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
Cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are other suns. We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomic.
I find it elevating and exhilarating to discover that we live in a universe which permits the evolution of molecular machines as intricate and subtle as we.
I know that the molecules in my body are traceable to phenomena in the cosmos. That makes me want to grab people in the street and say, have you heard this?
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of star stuff.
We are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
There's this tremendous mass of waves all over in space, which is the light bouncing around the room, going from one thing to the other, and it's all really there, really.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I hope you had a chance to check out last week's show with my last-minute filling guest, Drew Duraney. It was a wonderful show about his journey from being a people pleaser to saying yes, and a very important show. I think it's especially important for the men out there. So please take a listen to it if you haven't yet. Thank you for tuning in. We have another wonderful show in store for you today with an excellent guest who I'll get to in just a moment. But first, of course, we have my blog post from a couple of years ago. And when I was printing this out so I could read it, I was like, wow, I wrote this 2 years ago. It sounds like I wrote this yesterday, but I actually didn't. I wrote this 2 years ago, so in 22. And so the title of this blog post is True Peace from the External Chaos is Found Within. There is a lot of chaos in the world right now. Wars, division, climate crisis, along with many other daily crises. It can be overwhelming at times, not knowing how to deal with it all. That is normal and human. We have access to information about all that is happening in the world at an unprecedented pace. We know more than we ever did before about what is going on. Yet knowledge is not the answer. Of course, it is important to be informed. Yet we do not need to be immersed in the news cycle all the time. Indeed, it is disempowering to do so. How do we deal with it all? How do we find peace in the middle of all this madness? The answer lies within us, not outside of us. To find that place of stillness that is unshakable. We do not find it in others or in the world around us, for the world is constantly changing. There are always battles being fought and issues to address. Yet when we look inside, that is where we can find true peace. We may not find it right away. It takes time and practice to reach that still center that is within all of us. Yet it is there. To find it, we must practice going inside. To just sit with ourselves and breathe, allowing the mind chatter to have space until it subsides. And once it does, once all those voices that have had a chance to say their piece are heard, they soon become quiet. In that quietness that lies in our center, in our core, we find true peace. Not an external temporary peace, a lasting peace that comes from deep within us. We may not find it right away, and that is normal. Yet the more we sit with ourselves and wait for it, it will surely come. And is it not worth it? Are you in search of more peace in your life? Can you make room in your life to seek it within you? So, I mean, it may seem very obvious and very trite and something that you've heard many times before from other teachers, other shows. But I guess it kind of, at the time, it felt important for me to remind people of this very simple yet basic truth. And I believe at the time, it was probably during a ceremony that it kind of came to me that, you know, we all, myself included, We all look for a more peaceful world. We all want a more peaceful life. With all the wars and conflict and division and people on opposite sides of every issue, it just feels like there's barely any unity anymore. And that focusing on all this external conflict, it makes our internal world feel unsettled. And what I know for myself is when I sit and breathe, some people might call it meditating. It doesn't exactly have to be a meditation practice. But when I just sit with myself and just be still, and sometimes I can get to that quiet place very quickly, and sometimes it doesn't feel like I can get there at all. And there are all these thoughts running around inside my brain of all the things I have to do tomorrow and all the challenges that I'm dealing with. Yet somehow, when I just give myself enough time and space, and I just settle down, that once all these little voices inside my head have had a chance to kind of just express what they want me to know, that somehow they start to stop talking. Things begin to get a little bit quieter. Sometimes they can get very quiet. Other times it's just a little bit less quiet. Every time is different. But inevitably what happens is as things are getting quieter inside my head and inside my body, there is that sense of calm, of peace. And it's not like, oh, I'm totally calm and I'm totally peaceful. But I'm just a little bit more peaceful than I was when I started my practice of just sitting. Sometimes I listen to music to help me settle as well. And so over and over again, whenever I've done this throughout the pandemic, before the pandemic, after the pandemic, the more I just give space to myself, to what I'm feeling, to how I'm being in the present moment, the more I just give room for it, the more I can find a little more stillness, a little more quietness, a little more peace. And somehow when I find that inner peace, then the external chaos doesn't quite affect me as much. So this blog post is really a call to everyone listening to find a way to just give yourself some time to sit, to be peaceful, and to just give some space to what's going on internally. And I can almost guarantee, I can't guarantee, but I can almost guarantee that when you do, you will find that the external chaos in your life might not affect you quite as much. This doesn't mean you completely ignore it, doesn't mean you don't take action and do something about it. It just means that it doesn't have to pull you off your center, and it doesn't have to cause you to be dysregulated. So that's my blog post. True peace from the external chaos is found within. You can always find it on the Talk Radio website at talkradio.nyc/blog or at my personal website of theconsciousconsultant.com. And I hope you enjoyed it. We'll have another one next week. And now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show a spiritual teacher, intuitive, and Reiki master, Madeline Harmath. What happens when a solid, grounded software quality assurance engineering manager with strategic problem-solving skills has a spiritual experience of a past life contact beckoning her to wake up? She becomes an advanced spiritual teacher and healer. Madeline has received certification as an advanced spiritual healer from the Dancing with Source Mystery School. She's a Motoki level 2 healer, as well as a Reiki level 1, 2, and 3 healer and teacher. Madeline became aware that it was time for her to reestablish herself as a healer, to reconnect with the wonders of the spiritual journey, to delight in the fascinating self-sustaining power of being part of the spiritual realm. She blossomed when she connected to the divine wisdom of the archangelic and ascended master realms, allowing her to teach others self-help tools so that they can delight in the wonder and skills available to humans while they were being awakened back to their wholeness. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Madeline.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So I'm really, really curious about how does one go from being a software engineering manager to kind of being a healer and a spiritual teacher? I mean, it's not an unfamiliar path to myself, but I'd like to kind of highlight this because I think there are a lot of people out there who kind of feel like I'm just a normal person doing normal things. What's with all this spiritual woo-woo stuff? And so I really would like to give our audience just a little bit of background about who you were before this awakening and you know, how that awakening came to you.
Thank you. So I have been very intuitive all my life, but no one in my family had, you know, language around it. I didn't really say anything about it, you know, to anyone. I just, you know, grew up, went to school. I loved math growing up. And I went up to my dad one day and I said, what can I do with my math skills that would be cool, you know? And right about that time, he's like, well, be an engineer. I mean, they create things, you know, be a creator. And I went, okay, sounds good to me. And I went off to the university and got my engineering degree. And, you know, I live here in California. So I live here in Silicon Valley, which is, you know, right, the high tech corridor of everything. And came back, got, you know, worked at Apple as my very first job. And, you know, just was off and running. And didn't realize that I had all of these intuitive capabilities, you know, helping me in the background. And very quickly, within a matter of 5 or 6 years, I moved into management. And again, you know, I was just, everything seemed very obvious to me. There's a lot of, today, there are a lot of leadership, you know, schools and universities talking about how to be a great manager. And it was just so obvious to me right out of the gate. I have a great story in that, you know, my very first management job was with a small startup and I got referred into the job. I had never been a manager before. And I had worked with an engineer at a previous company. And he literally, as soon as he knew I was available, he walked up to the VP of his company and said, you need to hire her. She's going to be a great manager. And so he called me on the phone and said, I hear you're available. And I went, yes, I am. And within 3 days, I had my very first management job.
Wow.
And he handed me, it was interesting. It was a startup. So, it had been around for a couple of years and, they actually created, the digital signature devices that we all use in every store now. So they invented that. And, I was the manager of the QA department. He handed me like one person as my staff and he's like, okay, well now it's your job to, you know, fill your staff and go higher and things like that. But he literally gave me the one person nobody else wanted in the company. Okay. And so because this person was very direct, you know, he spoke his mind. Mm-hmm. And I love direct because to me, genuine. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no spin. There's no, it is what it is.
Right. And, you know where, you know, always where you stand. And
absolutely. You know, and he was very direct. And I literally sat him down and said, you know, you're in the software QA department. You know, what would you like to do? And he's like, I always wanted to learn how to program, but no one will send me to programming school. And I went, done deal. You know, within a few days, I found a program that I could send him off to for a couple of weeks, an immersion program. He came back. He was brilliant. He was brilliant. And he loved it. And then within like 2 or 3 months, the VP who hired me and loved him, which is why they kept him, plopped himself, came by, sat down in my cube and said, what did you do to Bob? And I went, what do you mean? And he goes, I have never seen him this happy. And I looked at him square in the eyes. And I said, you'll never guess. I asked him what he wanted. And then I gave it to him. I don't know, you know, very, very, very difficult strategy here.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just kind of, you know, kept going and, you know, made my last job was at Cisco Systems. And again, had teams all over the world. And again, very intuitive and really could always see the path of least resistance. And all I had to do was then implement it. And nobody could ever figure out how I did this. And it was just obvious to me. It was very intuitive. So, right. You know, I had skills, you know, right. all of my right. life, but then I went to a tarot reading class.
Okay. I want you to hold it there a second. So before we get to the class, we're going to take a quick break, keep the audience on the edge of their seats. And when we come back, let's get into, what really opened you up? Like what really kind of turned this software engineering manager into a healer. Okay, Madeline?
Sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with teacher and healer, Madeline Harmath, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with healer and teacher Madeline Harmath. So, Madeline, you have this wonderful career as a software engineering manager, and then one day you go to this tarot class.
Yes, and it was very interesting. I did it just out of a whim. You know, it sounded cool. It was 6 weeks long, once a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first week I get there and the teacher's, you know, teaching us the card deck. And of course, we get paired with someone to do a reading as a practice. And mm-hmm. they provide me with a reading. I provide them with a reading. And then the next week I come back, we're learning more of the deck. I get paired up with someone else and they give me exactly the same reading as the week before.
Huh. Okay.
Third week I come back, I get paired with someone else, exactly the same reading.
Oh my God.
6 weeks in a row, six different people, exactly the same reading, including on the last day, the teacher also gave each of us a reading and it was exactly the same reading. At this point, my left brain is going, now, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, the odds of this are, you know, I should go buy a lottery ticket right now. It was very interesting. So that's when suddenly it was, you know, you have to kind of get your left brain on board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like there's something more going on here that I realize.
You may and ask just very generally, what was the reading? Like, what was it about?
It was the fact that that my life is going to change and I need to stop procrastinating.
Ah, okay. Okay.
There were aspects in my life that needed to change and I knew it mm-hmm. and I was stalling mm-hmm. because they were hard changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you got to do it. 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 You know, it's in your best, highest good, best interest, da, 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 da.
Right,
over
right.
and over and over and over. And gotcha. Finally, I just kind of looked at it and went, okay, well, there's something more here than I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go investigate mm-hmm. this whole spiritual thing and what is it about? And, you know, and just so I literally found every class that I could in the vicinity and I started just attending them all because I've always had a really good level of divine discernment. So I can tell what resonates with me, what doesn't resonate with me very quickly. And so I would go to all these classes and I'd be like, yep, that resonates with me. That feels right to me. You know, or I would go to another class and I'd be like, well, okay, that's not for me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but that's just not for me. And I just, you know, and then I started going to like meet and greet your spirit guides. And, you know, I went to classes on clearing your chakras and auras and past life readings. And, you know, and I found my first mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I was very ethereal. I'm a daydreamer.
Uh-huh.
I like to daydream. I have very good imagination. And that's usually referred to as being very ethereal. So you kind of don't want to be present. You want to be mm-hmm. anywhere but. And so I found a mentor who taught me how to ground and to connect into earth energy and be in the present moment.
Which is kind of funny considering the engineering background. Like most people think of engineers as very grounded, very present kind of people, but not necessarily, huh?
Not necessarily because they're very creative people.
Yes.
You know, so they're very creative. So you can be connected, you can be present creative, you can be earth-based creative, but you can be ethereal creative, you can be a daydreamer, you know,
right.
And maybe perhaps more the visionary,
mm-hmm.
You know, so those are more technical terms, right?
Yeah.
Strategist, visionary tend to be more ethereal.
Yeah. But, so I'm just curious, while you're taking these classes, you go into this stuff, like what was your family saying? Like this must have been like, what's Madeline doing?
I just kind of went out and said, you know, I'm going to all these classes, don't know what's, you know, I'll let you know when I figure it out. And they're like, okay, whatever. Actually, my dad was very spiritual. I never knew it until I actually started talking to him. And my mother just was okay with whatever I was doing. She's like, as long as you're happy, I'm good. You know, But my dad turns out, even though I was raised, Catholic, but he was, you know, he was very spiritual. And when I started talking to him about all this, he was like, oh yeah, I know about past lives. And I'm like, and where were we going to converse, you know, in my life? We had none of these conversations when, you know, and maybe he just didn't want to go there until I went there, until I brought it up. And that's actually been a huge part of my journey, is that I suddenly realized that I needed to talk about it. I needed to talk about it and not worry about what other people think. Okay. Because as it turned out, there were a lot of people at work who were also very spiritual, and no one said anything.
Nobody wants to be the first weirdo to open their mouth.
Right. I tell you what, I had a lot of missed opportunities because I stayed silent. I had something happen to me where I realized that that was not a good thing. And a huge missed opportunity. And once I realized that, I stopped doing it. Now I talk about it. I talk about it in the restaurant. I don't care who's listening. I'm sorry. I just don't, you know, and it's amazing what happens when you're talking about it. I was talking to a fellow healer at a restaurant, and the waiter kind of kept coming by and kind of leaning in because he heard all these, us about angels and this and that. And we were having this like 2-hour conversation. And every time he came by, you know, he stopped for a very long time. I encourage everybody to
be afraid. So then what? Okay, so you're taking all these classes, you're learning all this stuff. When did, like, you finally say, oh my God, like, this is, like, something I really need to focus on now?
Yeah. My mentor, I was taking classes from him. One of the classes he was teaching was how to heal with your hands, how to run healing energy through your hands into another person and to help them heal. And so I'd never done this before. So he, you know, he's got his class and we're doing this exercise. And after class, he came up to me and said, you're very gifted. And he said, I would like to mentor you. And then I said, why? And he said, because I'm only helping you remember something you already know. And that was kind of the beginning. He became my mentor for a year and a half. He was the one that was teaching me how to ground. Okay. And then simultaneously, a couple months later, I found my ethereal teacher, who, you know, gave all my intuition language about, you know, talking to source and meeting your spirit guides and working with the archangels and ascended masters and all of that. And she taught a lot of various different ways of healing yourself. So they were actually happening in series. And when I graduated, both of those instructors, I really very quickly realized that you had to be connected into earth energy as much as you had to be connected into spirit energy. It had to be a balance because, you know, the universe loves balance, 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 balance. Everything is balance. And so because we're physical beings and we're spiritual beings, you must be connected into earth and source energy in balance. Otherwise, you plateau in either direction.
There's this expression that the branches of the tree can only grow as high as the roots grow deep, right? We can only travel as high in the spirit realms as we are grounded into the earth realm.
That's correct. And I figured that out as well. That's what I figured out. It was like, okay, I understand how this works now. You know, the more connected I am into earth energy, the more connected I can be in spirit energy and vice versa. So that is actually one of the things that I teach In all of my classes, when I do all of my meditations, the first thing I do is a meditation on connecting in earth energy and a connecting into source energy in balance. Because if you don't have that, you can't get very far.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about kind of what happened next. And like, you know, when you decided to really make this a bigger part of your life. Okay. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch. And we'll be right back with our guest, Madeline Harmuth, in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So, Madeline, you started getting mentored by these people. You're doing energy healing, but I'm assuming through all this, you still got your full time job, right? You're still working as an engineer?
Absolutely. Yes, because right. I'm still in training.
Right. So when did you kind of cross over to this being kind of a part time hobby, fun thing? To something that you really decided to dedicate your life to?
Well, you know, the universe is very synchronistic in nature, as you know. And once I had my certifications from both instructors, I actually, amazingly enough, found a part-time evening and weekend job, literally one exit away from my high-tech job, a spa. The owner was very spiritual, and I walked in and she had put an ad on Craigslist, and I came in and said, what I should say is I didn't know how to transition between being high tech and being a Reiki healer. So I actually became a massage therapist for a short amount of time. Okay. I needed an interim step. Somewhere where I could educate people, but be in the same arena, of where people would go for this type of healing. So I actually went to evening classes, weekend classes, became a fully certified massage therapist. Gotcha. And then I found at a spa, a job that was one exit away. So literally 2 miles from where I was working in high tech. And like I said, the owner was very spiritual. And so I'm like, well, I'm doing massage therapy, but really I'm a Reiki healer because, and I use the term because that was the only term, or at least a term people sort of understood. They've heard the term. They kind of know what it is. So I went, okay, well, let's just do that, you know, and became, you know, so she hired me as a massage therapist. And I said, would you be willing to put Reiki on as a list of your services, sure, yeah, you know, that people can come and I will be the Reiki healer? And she's like, absolutely. You know, I've wanted to do this for a long time, but I'm, you know, I'm trying to run the business and I'm a Reiki healer, but I can't do everything. So, so I really, really want to do it. I'm glad you came in. So she literally put that as a service that people could come in and, you know, pay for that service. And I was the resident Reiki healer. So I did that evenings, weekends, like 2 or 3 evenings a week and weekends. And simultaneously, what I was doing at work was I really stepped into my power as a manager, started delegating a lot of work, which my staff was more than capable of doing. And I took a 10-12 hour day work day and I turned it into a 6-hour work day. And so it became Wonderful. Very easy. Right. To then hop out at 6 o'clock at night and go to my other job.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun. And it was amazing because it did give me the opportunity to figure out the language. It's like, how do I talk to people about this? Because I have to assess each person as to where they are in their journey, as to what language I'm going to use to, you know, help them understand what I'm doing.
Okay. You know, I've heard of a lot of spiritual teachers and energy healers using computer metaphors and computer language a lot. Yeah. Did you find yourself, because of your engineering background, doing that?
Well, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because my teacher, she used to say the trauma, she would call that our buggy code.
Okay. Our buggy code.
And, okay. You know, and when you heal, as a matter of healing, when you go through a healing, you actually defragment yourself afterwards. So, you know, because the trauma will fragment your soul.
Right.
So when you do a healing, you have to defragment yourself and bring all the pieces back into you. And so, yeah, there's a lot of high-tech terms, engineering terms. When I talk about the ego, I talk about a database. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little later, but yes, you know, so there's a lot of terms that, you know, we can use, but, you know, people, when I started telling people at work what I was doing, of course, they kind of looked at me a little bit sideways. And I said, now, wait a minute, you're a scientist. Okay. You're an engineer. You work with physical energy. I mean, what courses through a computer, if not physical energy? What powers it? Energy. Okay. So you're working with physical energy. I'm working with physical. Now I'm working with spiritual energy. Now I'm working with all the other forms of energy. So it's the other side of the coin.
Gotcha. So at what point did you finally make the decision to jump and go into these worlds full time?
So I was doing this part-time job for about 9 months. And all of a sudden, our entire division got laid off. And that was the universe. It was very clear. I knew instantaneously when I heard that, I knew, oh, here's my opportunity. I'm supposed to now go full time. I'm ready. Okay. And of course, I got huge severance package, which I then went and, you know, built my website and got my business cards, and I was off and running. And about 6 months after, so I went full time. I literally just called them, the spa, on the phone that day and went, tomorrow I'm starting full time. And they went, great. And so for about 6 months, I was there full time. And then Source, which is my term for spirit and God, came in and said, that's enough of that. You need to be out on your own now.
How long was it from like when you started to when you made that jump to full time?
When I started my journey more proactively?
Yeah.
Probably about 4 years.
About 4 years. Right. So it wasn't like instantaneous overnight. It was a transition period.
Right, because my education was a year and a half in its own right, you know, and it took at least, you know, a year before that of me going around and, you know, figuring things out and finding everybody. But I thought that was fairly fast, you know, between the time I started and the time I went, you know, full time into this career. But everything was very synchronistic. It just just was like somebody hit the dominoes and off I went.
Yeah, it flowed. Sounds like it flowed relatively smoothly. But my point being that sometimes people think like, oh, it just boom overnight. You go from one thing to another, and it's usually not that way. There's usually some kind of transition period to be physically ready.
Yeah,
to even make that transition.
I was also very excited. You know, everything I was doing, you know, with both my teachers was very exciting, was very interesting. It was all like this supernatural, metaphysical, you know, things that what people would call that. And it was like, wow, this is so easy. Why didn't anybody tell me this was easy? You know, why does everybody make everything so hard? I don't understand why human beings love hard, you know?
Yes, yes. The mind loves to overcomplicate things.
Right? And it's like, no, what should be valued is ease, you know, ease and grace, right?
Right. And how long ago was that you went full time?
I was in 2013, so 11 years ago now.
Wow. Yeah. And so once you went full time and then you went, you know, to the spa and then you kind of split off on your own, what was the biggest challenge for you just kind of going off on your own, embracing this full time and really kind of leaving behind this whole identity of being an engineer and a manager to now completely into a teacher and healer?
Yeah. You know, I don't even know how to explain this. It was a no-brainer for me. It just is.
Right. You know,
I didn't give it any thought. It was obvious. It was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is obvious. It feels right. And so I literally didn't even give it a second thought. And I know people always look at me like, how's that even possible? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain it to you. Right. It just wasn't even a second thought. It was, this is what's next, you know, and I love it. And it's fun and it's exciting and it's interesting. And why isn't the whole world doing this? Yeah. what are you doing? And I get to help people heal and I get to help people let go of their trauma and drama. And I get to help, you know, people, I get to see their transformation, you know, as they shift from this hard lifestyle to this easy, you know, happy lifestyle. It's like, why wouldn't everybody want to do that? You know?
Right.
So why would even it be a second thought?
So when you started working with people like 11 years ago to today, do you find the people who show up to want to work with you, are there any differences? Are people like, are there any similarities between the people who show up now? Or are there any sort of general trends you can see in terms of what people are showing up for?
Wow. You know, I was going to say no to that, except for the only trend or the only similarity is, get me, you know, like help. You know, I have come to the end of, you know, wit's end, as it were, and I don't know how to transition out of this. You know, I've, you know, whether it's a chronic pain, a disease, an emotional pain, it's like, I've tried everything. What do you got? You know, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, they're so far down the path and it's such an extreme that now I have to walk them back.
Yeah.
You know? And they have to want to, of course, go there. And that, again, because they are at this extreme, they too have to be patient and, you know, and just wait and walk themselves back. And it, you know, I'm never going to say I have this magic pill for you that, you know, you've spent the last 30 years getting yourself into this state and now you're going to have one healing and everything's going to be fine.
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people think that way. It's the ones who really stick with it and go, okay, you know, I get that I have to step back the other direction now. Yeah, and they do stick with it. And, you know, they might come to me once or twice. They might go find another healer. It doesn't matter. As long as they keep moving forward and keep making progress, they will get there. You know, everything is possible.
Right. And as long
as you stick with it.
Right. Exactly. It's kind of like sometimes doing the energy healing work. It's like we're the practitioner of last choice, right? It's like they've done everything else. They've talked to everyone else. Nothing else works. And then finally, they kind of land in our lap. And now it's like, okay, you know, it's about time you got here, but now let's kind of turn things around. All right. We got to take our last break of the show. When we come back, let's just talk about like what you've seen over the last 11 years. You know, what's amazed you even in terms of how you've worked with people and what have you really learned through the process of actually working with other people? Okay, Madeline? Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Madeline Harmath, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Madeline, you've been doing this work now for over 11 years. I'm sure you've worked with a huge variety of people. What's happened that even surprises you? Like, what have you worked with people on? What have you helped people to get through that just even for yourself, it was like, wow.
Oh, there's so many stories. Wow. To pick one or a couple, people create their own miracles. They just have to believe and they have to stay with it. And that has been proven to me over and over and over and over. You know, I had a client who was on 7 different depressants when he came to receive a healing from me. By the time a year and a half later, he would come like once a month, once every other month, he would do his, you know, he would go home and meditate and, you know, do other things, you know, and a year and a half later, he was off them all. Okay.
Nice.
He just kept with it and he kept coming to see me. He kept meditating. He kept going, you know, doing what he felt was, you know, right for him, and he managed to shift it, and his entire life changed, and it was amazing. I had another client who came in who had a lump in her breast, and the doctors had said that she had breast cancer. Now, mind you, when she came in and told me that, I already heard from Spirit, that's not true. She doesn't have it.
Oh.
They misdiagnosed her. Or she had already done so much work that she had transmuted it, because she was like, I'm meditating every day. I'm going on my walks. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But my anxiety around this operation is just killing me. Can you help me? And I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when she would leave, you know, the session, she'd be calm. She'd be back in her body. She'd be regrounded. She'd be like, okay, I can go take on the world now, you know? Mm-hmm. And she would, and up until the day before surgery, she came to see me with all of these, like, so just such anxiety around it. And she had the surgery. She came back 2 weeks later and gave me a hug. And she was like, guess what? There was no cancer. And everything went smoothly. And everything that could have gone wrong that they told me was going to go wrong, nothing happened.
Wow. Yeah.
And wow. I went, yeah, I knew that. But, you know, so, you know, there's just story after story after story where, you know, if you really want it, don't let anything or anyone tell you you can't have it, you know, because what you believe, you create. So if you believe that you can, you know, that you can transition this, you can heal it, you will, that's where you'll go. That's the direction you will go in. So, you know, it's that story of, you know, if you're driving along and there's a pole in the road and you keep looking at the pole, you're going to hit the pole.
Right.
Exactly. So keep your eye on the results you're interested in. You know, keep focusing on the result that you want.
Right. Okay? Exactly. Even,
you know, I also educate people around talking to source. And I always tell people, all you have to do is ask. You know, you're not alone here. You've got this huge support system called the divine, you know, and whether you're doing it through prayer or just talking to them like they're your best friend, you know, one of the things they always tell me is, please tell people to only focus, ask us for the end result you're interested in. Okay. So not how to get there.
Right.
They're like, don't tell us how to do our job, please. Okay. Just ask us for the end result. So what is the end result you're looking for? And hopefully you're interested in something positive.
Right.
So the end result, just focus on, I'm asking for the end result. Use as many positive words as you can, and we'll bring it to you. Just don't tell us how to do our job. Just ask us for the solution.
I've heard it said that the universe or source only reads images, which is why you should never say, I don't want this or not that.
Yeah.
Because the universe doesn't hear the don't or the not. It only gets the image of the thing you're focusing on.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that too. And I must say that that doesn't resonate with me at all.
Okay.
Source is source. And if I'm going to believe that source is all powerful, source can read me just fine.
Okay.
The reason I think that has become the thing is because, again, focus on the positive. Like, don't ask for a double negative.
Right.
You know, so the universe is like, we're love and light. So if you, you know, so be love and light when you talk to us. You know, focus on the positive, focus on the end, the solution, the positive, healthy, happy, joyous, abundant, prosperous solution that you're interested in. And we'll bring that to you. And if, and by the way, if we don't get it right the first time, ask again.
Yeah.
You know, refine it.
Right. You know? Right. And be more clear.
You don't get just one chance. You know, remember all possibilities. You can talk to them all the time. You know, just keep asking until you get what you ask for. And sometimes even when you get what you ask for, you're like, well, let me think about that again, you know, and then ask again.
So we only got a couple of minutes left. I just want to ask, there are many energy healers out there. I'm sure you've met many people, especially in the Bay Area of California. What would you say is your special sauce? Is like, what makes you different from an energy healer down the road from you?
So I always do connect all my clients into earth and source energy right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And I heal when I work on a healing, or when I'm helping someone heal a trauma, I'm doing that across all time and space. Because I do believe in the term all time is now, and mm-hmm. everything's happening simultaneously. So if you really want to let go of a trauma, you have to let it go everywhere simultaneously. That's when you really mm-hmm. tap into a very comprehensive, efficient, you know, healing. And that's when you see the needle move. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I love being a teacher. I love teaching people how to do this for themselves. I mean, they can come to me and spend oodles of money, or they can just come to me and I will teach them everything I know. And then they can work on themselves day in and day out and get to whatever goals they're interested in much, much, much faster. Mm. But I also want to say that I also have adventures. I'm all about doing healing, but everybody's so intuitive and they don't even know how yeah. powerful they are. And so I go off into forests and I help them discover that they can see other realities, dimensions, and universes. They can feel them. They can talk to other beings, and it's really easy. Okay, don't ever let anybody tell you it's hard. It's so super easy. And people come to my tours and they're like, I don't know if I can do this. And 3 hours later, they're like, oh, when can I come back? This is so totally cool. And, you know, and why didn't anybody tell me I had these abilities? You know, right. And it's that easy. It's right. that easy.
Right. Absolutely.
You're the supernatural being. You're the metaphysical being. It's like, why would I want to watch X-Men when I am an X-Men? You know, so come do that. Go find retreats where you can really tap into the the surroundings and really understand just how powerful you are.
Wonderful, wonderful. Unfortunately, Madeline, we have to leave it there. I could talk with you for hours, but we only have a limited time on the show. If people want to learn more about you, find out about your work, book a session, where do they go? Where do they find you?
They can find me on my website, www.savinggracehealing.com. All of my contact information is there. My phone number is there. They can call me. They can text me. They can email me. They can schedule. I do free 30-minute consults. So, so they have the opportunity to talk to me and see if this is the right path for them. And they can also schedule a healing with me there.
Wonderful.
And find out about all my classes.
Excellent. Excellent. So savinggracehealing.com. So Madeline, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule today to come on my show. It's been a pleasure to speak with you this hour and have you relate your story. And I hope our audience really gets a good sense of, the wide variety, because I've had so many healers, so many different teachers, that everyone's path is different, but it doesn't have to be hard or difficult, does it?
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And of course, thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. And just as a reminder, in case you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and on all the various podcasting platforms, Google, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all over social media. And if you want to reach out to me, of course, you can always reach out to me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
You're listening to
Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.